Good morning, dear family. I want to say thank you to Esther and Ma for a wonderful dinner. Last night we missed Hilo and Britt, but we had a good time. Last night I was thinking about our brother Sam and our beloved country and the loss of Ross University on Dominica. And that loss, that grievous loss, compelled me to write an essay, Transparency, Ross University, and the National Interest. And I wrote that not with trying to pull any political advantage tricks, as the scared regime is prone to do, or to simply just condemn the inept handling of the matter by our government, their failure to send a serious delegation to Washington to meet with the Congress, which charters the school, the authorities, which license the school. Ross is not a Dominican medical school or an international medical school. It's a U.S. medical school. Ross is accredited by the National Committee on Foreign Medical Education and Accreditation. It's accredited by the National Committee on Foreign Medical Education and Accreditation through the U.S. Department of Education, thus allowing American students to participate directly in the U.S. federal student loan program. Let me just repeat, because in all of the things that have been said, people have missed this point. Ross University Medical School is a U.S. medical school located on Dominica and accredited by the U.S. National Committee on Foreign Medical Education and Accreditation. And it is accredited through the U.S. Department of Education, which allows American students to participate in the U.S. federal student loan program, directly participate. So if you remove the accreditation of the U.S. Department of Education and its National Committee on Foreign Medical Education and Accreditation, Ross does not exist. Because once that accreditation is removed, the student loans from the U.S. government no longer exist. And if those student loans no longer exist, then the students from the United States cannot attend. DeVry, which is now Ad Deltem, is a U.S. education corporation. It may do business in other countries, but it's a U.S. corporate entity. That means it's subject to the IRS. It's subject to the U.S. Department of Education. Why is this important, Sam? Family, friends, why is this important? As I laid there this morning, I was reflecting because a group of Portsmouth citizens and organizations have asked our law firm to reach out to Lisa Waddell, the CEO. And I said to them, well, I'd like to do that, and I wish we had been contacted earlier, but because there are people I know who know Lisa. Lisa went to Stanford Law School. She is African-American. She worked in Maryland. There are people who I've spoken to who know her directly. But to do that, I would need standing. And without the support of the government of Dominica, which has so no interest in working with serious diaspora leaders who have relationship capital, who can help Dominica, and who have tried to help Dominica by setting up organizations like the Dominica Academy of Arts and Sciences that has moved millions of dollars into Dominica through different projects. Without that relationship with the government, it's difficult to reach out to anybody, because it's the government of Dominica that has to give inducement and support to any such initiatives. So to reach out to her without that kind of supportive framework, not only of civil society, but of the government of Dominica, might be futile. But thinking it through, I started to understand a couple of things about our position as a country in the Caribbean with a seat at the Organization of American States. What happened a few months ago? Vince Henderson came up here and was one of those who led the charge against the U.S. effort led by the United States, Canada, all the major countries in Latin America, to sanction the government of Venezuela for anti-democratic conduct. The government of Maduro is not the government of Chavez. He's not popular, and he has fraudulently gotten himself elected, and he has eviscerated the Venezuelan Congress and is ruling despotically. He's a despot. He's ruling in a way that Dominicans would not accept. Principles such as habeas corpus, rule of law, the right to bail, the right to fair hearing, all of those things have been basically eviscerated in Venezuela. We have to look at Venezuela not as its government, but its people. Long before Chavez, long before Maduro, there was Carlos Andres Perez and Venezuelan relationships with Dominica. So we are blinded if we look at Venezuela only through the prism of its current regime, not realizing our obligation should be to the Venezuelan people, not to the government. Governments come and governments go. But Dominica, St. Vincent, and St. Kitts helped torpedo the U.S. effort to sanction Venezuela a couple months ago. And it occurred to me that they misunderstood that there would be maybe a price to pay. So while we're talking about him not meeting Russ and all that stuff, the politics of Dominica, the blind politics of allegiance to a despotic regime in Venezuela, may have actually been what torpedoed Russ. Barbados is a U.S. ally. Barbados is where the U.S. embassy is. What would have prevented the United States government from just simply saying to DeVry, Abtelem, the new company, which was formerly DeVry, and Lisa Waddell, listen, guys, we're not going to continue to credit you if you keep on doing business in Dominica. Dominica has taken on an anti-U.S. policy. Dominica is engaged in anti-U.S. advocacy. Dominica is acting contrary to U.S. interest in the Caribbean. Dominica's government is supporting a dictatorship in Venezuela. So we do not want our students there, and we're not going to accredit you anymore. DeVry Abtelem, the new company, which was formerly DeVry, as a U.S. corporation, under the jurisdiction of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, operating at the behest and under the direction of the U.S. Department of Education, therefore, as a business matter, would have had to listen to the United States government because it's chartered under the rules of the United States Department of Education. And therein lies the danger for Dominica. The majority of Dominicans overseas, the overwhelming majority, live in Western English-speaking democracies, United Kingdom, Canada, United States. They provide the financial wherewithal that has allowed Dominica to subsist. They provided the tens of thousands and millions of dollars in medical and food assistance and clothing assistance after Hurricane Maria and hurricanes before. They're the ones who send home millions of dollars every year in remittances. It's estimated in excess of $50 million a year in remittances come from the Dominican diaspora. Those of us who have worked many years in the Dominican Academy of Arts and Sciences and Dominican organizations all across the United Kingdom, Canada, and United States understand that, and we promoted better relations between Dominica and its diaspora for those very reasons. But when a Dominican government does not understand that reality, when a Dominican government doesn't understand its essential polarity and character, that our roots are that of a English-speaking, overwhelmingly Christian, Western country, where our people reside in those countries and are citizens of those countries and support Dominica, we do so at our peril. And this is not about principle, like you're fighting apartheid or fighting some noble cause. This is about supporting a tyranny in Venezuela, which is directly opposed to U.S. national security and the acted, is my view. And the reality is, we need to take very seriously the whole question of who are we? What is Dominica? Is Dominica a country where any leader can come at any time and just do what he wants without any regard to what our roots are in democracy? Without any regard to what our roots are in transparency and accountability in governance? Without any regard to rule of law I want to live in a country where if someone arrests me, I can get bail, that my family can visit me in jail, that I can be charged with the crime that is on the books, and that I can be tried before a jury of my peers, and I can have an impartial judge in an impartial tribunal render judgment. I do not want to live in a dictatorship, and I think the overwhelming majority of Dominicans do not want to live in a dictatorship. And that, my friends, is the question of the hour, and may have explained, or may explain rather, what happened in the Ross situation. Let us ponder those facts.